CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. In just a matter of hours, Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump take the stage in Philadelphia for their first presidential debate. These voters in Philadelphia asked if the watch...
I think I've made my mind up.
No, I don't need the watch. I know who I'm going to vote for.
I pretty much have an idea of who I would like to vote for, and let's just say I'm not going backwards.
Political analyst Amy Dacey predicts many eyes will be on that debate stage.
This is the first time that they've been on stage together. I certainly think that's why we'll have more eyes on this. These debates are the only opportunities during campaigns to have these candidates within the same space, seeing them react to each other.
And with the election less than 2 months away, this may be the only Harris-Trump debate. People along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Louisiana are closely watching Tropical Storm Francine, Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
There is a danger of life-threatening storm surge in various regions, especially in the upper Texas coastline.
Francine is expected to make landfall in Louisiana tomorrow afternoon as a Category 2 hurricane. Kentucky State Police are leading the search for Joseph Couch, the man they believe opened fire on a Kentucky highway over the weekend. Laurel County Sheriff John Root.
It appears that he was using an AR-15 as the primary weapon. We have located evidence at the scene. We know where the shots was fired from.
Five people were injured by gunfire. Investigators believe it was a random attack. There is a new rule to help women and their doctors detect breast cancer sooner. CBS's Vicki Barker explains.
As of today, mammogram facilities nationwide will have to tell their patients if they have dense breasts. Since self-examination won't reveal the condition, millions of women could be walking around with it unawares.
Over 50% of women over the age of 40 have dense breasts, so it's actually quite common.
Oncologist Elizabeth Komen says that since cancer is harder to detect in dense breasts, women should be aware they might need extra screening to detect the presence of breast cancer. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
President Biden welcomed the University of South Carolina women's basketball team to the White House to celebrate their 2023-24 NCAA championship season.
To the families and friends, and most of all to the players and coaches, congratulations on an incredible run of excellence. Incredible. I know why you're so good. You got a girl from Philly running this team.
The president honored the team that went 38-0 to win the title. This is the fifth women's program in the NCAA to go undefeated. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's $1.5 million arrest warrant for the Kenosha man suspected of killing his pregnant girlfriend. Criminal charges were filed yesterday for 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin. The Kenosha County District Attorney has charged him with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide. If you want to watch with others, there are opportunities. Debate watch parties are set for tonight across the region. Venues include the Library Lounge at UW Parkside. You can keep up with debate coverage at civicmedia.us. The Kenosha Regional Airport is set to receive $5.5 million in federal funding. It'll be used for runway and infrastructure improvements. There's a Racine County recall election next week. Next Tuesday, those living in the Banners Lake Sanitary District will have a vote. It was prompted after a petition went forward with almost 300 signatures from a district with 1,000 people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't risk anything with his injury.
If he gets cleared, we'll give him every opportunity like we always will, and I know he's doing everything in his power. I know he's spending a lot of time trying to get back as soon as possible, but certainly we're not going to put him in a position where if he can't protect himself that he'd go out there.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says the defense will need to play smart.
Sometimes, and these are the situations where, guys, you can't be thinking about the big plays. You got to be thinking about the real consistent, sound things, because if you get out of place on a team like this, and in particular a quarterback like this, there's some really bad things that can happen.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. Busy show for you today. We're going to learn about solar sails here in a few minutes. Brett Hoffman will join us a little bit later, and Stuart J. Waddles.
Get your From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a blind. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. dreaming out the shadows.
Timeless hits, WRJM. Anytime we talk about all things space, we talk with Teddy Volman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
All right, so yesterday we were talking about Starliner and how over the weekend it came home safely, but there was something else regarding space you wanted to talk to me about, and I don't know as if I'd ever heard of this before.
Yeah, so when we normally think about space, we're thinking rockets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's quite hard to get up there. And then once you're in space, you still need rockets if you want to change the direction that you're going. But NASA, back in April, launched a new spacecraft to do some experiments on another way of getting around once you're already in space, called a solar sail.
And, now, when you say sail, I'm picturing, you know, a sailboat.
Yeah, I mean, it's something like that. It's a giant 30 feet per side square, looks like a sail from a sailboat.
Hmm.
And the way that it works is there's a constant stream of particles coming out of the sun that we call the solar wind. And by having this giant, giant sail, we can take the tiny, tiny little bumps that every single one of those particles would give to it and utilize those to sail around the solar system. And the reason I bring it up, even though it launched in April, is even though it's been in space all that time, it only just unfurled.
Mm.
And so they're finally being able to test this thing out.
And so far, so good?
So far, everything is as expected. It opened, it didn't rip, which is one of the big things, because it has to be very, very thin in order for this to work. And at the moment, it is currently tumbling, and there will be some things on the spacecraft that will put it into the correct orientation to actually test it. But so far, so good.
Interesting stuff. I'm sure you'll keep an eye on it for us.
I absolutely will.
All right. That's Teddy Volman. I'm Kurt Volman on WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You cry all the time. You ain't looking for a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Oh,
Elvis Presley, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. What a beautiful summer day today. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 59. Tomorrow, sunshine and 84.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Baby, willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness endlessly. Never tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
You took from me and left me alone.
big hit for Diana Ross and the Supremes. It's Reflections on WRJN. It was on this date in 1966. The Supremes started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with another one of their hits, You Can't Hurry Love, the group's sixth U.S. number one. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Airports in Wisconsin are getting a share of $34 million from Washington for upgrades. The airport at Appleton is getting $3 million to add on to its terminal building. The airport in Madison is getting $6 million to fix up its taxiways. After Kamala Harris and Donald Trump debate tonight, the campaign resumes at full speed. Lisa Hale reports.
Tim Walz will be in Wausau on Friday and Superior on Saturday. Walz and Vice President Harris plan to hit every battleground state in just 4 days. While Walz stumps in Wisconsin and Michigan, Harris plans to be in North Carolina and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
Debate coverage begins on many Civic Media stations and online tonight at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine is a place where a Kenosha homicide suspect might be hiding out. Kenosha police are intensifying their search for Lawrence Franklin Jr. He's wanted for the death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child in a shooting Friday. He's been charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide. The 25-year-old suspect is 5'3 and about 105 pounds. There's an image of him on the Kenosha police social media pages. Investigators think he might be getting help from someone and has ties to Racine and South Milwaukee. Preparing for takeoff at the Kenosha Airport is about to get better for pilots. Landings should be smoother, too, with the Kenosha Regional Airport set to receive $5.5 million in federal funding. It'll be used for runway and infrastructure improvements. Specifically, it'll replace 4,500 feet of existing concrete runways and connectors. There will also be lighting upgrades. The federal funds are also heading to several other airports in the state. Police say digital money is a big part of current scams going around. Lisa Hale has more.
They say there's been a surge of calls to residents by someone who identifies as a member of the sheriff's office and then demands Bitcoin for active warrants. Another scam in the area is happening through email that includes victim's name, phone number, and sometimes a photo of their house demanding Bitcoin payment. The sheriff's office says do not fall for the scam.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today, otherwise partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy, with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Already gone, and I'm feeling.
Mara Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, a driver in Norway got a reduced sentence for speeding after he told a judge he was driving fast because he had an upset stomach and he needed to get to a restroom. At one point, the police clocked him doing 70 in a 35 zone. And that was running from his car to his house to get to the toilet.
You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Street when evening falls.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters and wraps up the weekend box office for us. Brett?
Well, at number five, bringing in $3.8 million, was the drama based on the Colleen Hoover novel starring Blake Lively, It Ends With Us. At number four was Alien Romulus with $3.9 million. And number three, in its second week of release, Reagan brought in $5.2 million. And at number two in its seventh week of release was Deadpool and Wolverine, earning $7.2 million, and it's passed over $614 million so far at the domestic box office. And at number one, with a huge $110 million at the box office, was Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. You know, it wasn't surprising that this sequel, 35 years after the original, was first at the box office. However, the movie surpassed expectations and earned the number two September weekend opening of all time. Expect Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice to remain at number one position for this upcoming weekend, with the thriller Speak No Evil and the action film The Killer's Game coming in as new releases.
All right, Brett, we'll see you at the movies. This is Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hot dogs grilling, frosty beverages chilling, Brewers game on the radio. Sounds like a perfect summer day. Except when uninvited guests crash the party. Don't let pesky critters put a damper on your tailgate. Safeway Pest Management is your pest prevention partner, keeping your outdoor spaces bug-free all season long. They're a Wisconsin proud company, providing safe and effective pest control for over 65 years. So call 262-679-4422 and enjoy a pest-free tailgate victory.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'll just take your glasses.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, CBS News at 3 coming up. And a local update with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. It's all coming up on WRJN.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, and hold my hand.